2023, and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit OneTray.com/contact.
This Beyond Clean Articles on the Go feature is titled, "You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. How Incomplete Surgical Trays Kill Your Culture, and What You Can Do to Get It Back." Written by Hank Balch. A few years ago, one of my facilities had a missing instrument list of nearly 2,000 instruments. This meant that on a daily basis, we had 2,000 culture killers roaming around the OR, eating away at any hope we had of giving excellent customer service to our surgical services team, physicians, nurses, techs, and ultimately prohibiting us from giving the best possible care to our patients. Surgical instrument trays can range in size anywhere from a single instrument up to over 100, each with its own particular combination of clamps, scissors, forceps, or needle holders. But when any one of those items is missing from a sterile instrument tray, it signals to the OR team that our production process is broken. Overcoming this negative cultural pressure is the burden of nearly every sterile processing leader in the country. If you want to regain the culture of excellence laid out for your SPD team, you have to find a way to neutralize the damage done by incomplete surgical trays, and you need to do it quickly. Here are a few ideas that could help you turn the cultural tide. 1. Tech yourself before you wreck yourself. A sterile processing technician is only as good as the tools they have to do their job. In terms of tackling a missing instrument list, you will need the best data possible located in all possible places. If you do not utilize an instrument tracking system and don't have the capital to purchase one, comb through your paper count sheets to ensure every listing is as up-to-date as it can be, including cross-referenced instrument catalog numbers. If you are already computerized, you can do the same, only quicker. This is one of the most labor-intensive parts of driving down a huge missing list, but it's the only way to ensure your technicians can trust the count sheet in front of them as they process each tray. If completing a tray is a guessing game or a memory challenge for your department, errors will slide through and your quality will inevitably take two steps back. 2. Ain't no mountain high enough. Although the numbers may start out at an overwhelming level, you can overcome them with the right amount of teamwork between your department and the OR. I would recommend you start with the low-hanging fruit of instrument sets missing instruments that are rarely used. Approach your service line leaders or OR coordinators about removing the tray from inventory completely, or at least deleting instruments that have viable substitutes in other trays. Use the large number of total missing instruments to your advantage at the beginning, and highlight how negative of an impact this can have on patient safety and processing efficiencies. Share it with everyone who will listen: vendors, physicians, facility leadership, and OR staff. The more widespread the knowledge is of your current state, the larger the celebration will be when you finally tackle it. 3. If they can find it, they will come. Few things are more frustrating for frontline techs than to be processing along at full speed, noticing an instrument is missing, and then knowing it will take them forever to find the proper replacement. Whether you utilize a drawer system, pegboard, or bin storage for your backup instrumentation, the key to success here is organization. Personally, I'm a fan of bin storage because it allows you to see the instruments, unlike the drawer system, and removing an instrument is not as difficult as with a crowded pegboard. Plus, you can really make a bin system look sharp if you want to. The cultural impact of an organized backup inventory can mean the difference between a tech who happily spends 20 seconds finding the exact needle holder they need and a tech who begrudgingly leaves their table for a 10-minute excursion to the graveyard of productivity, aka the rat's nest of a backup wall you have. Don't make your techs choose between a productive night and completed surgical trays. They should want and be able to do both. 4. Let the numbers and the money talk. As they say in the HR world, if you didn't document it, it didn't happen. The same is true for instrumentation that doesn't make it back from the OR in our surgical trays. Without immediate and proper documentation of items that take a one-way trip to the surgical suite, it becomes very difficult to impact the culture that allows instruments to go AWOL in the first place. As we all know, decontamination is not the optimum processing location to be counting instruments and comparing against a tray profile, so the soonest most of us will be able to identify these issues will be in the prep and pack stage. Finding a streamlined way of determining where the tray was last used and collating that data in an easily readable format is something that could really solve a process issue with which countless departments around the country struggle. Either way, the one sure place this information will show up is on your monthly instrument replacement budget. Take this number to every leadership meeting you attend and let the money tell the story. Ultimately, large numbers of missing instruments in your inventory are just as much a cultural issue as they are a process issue. Find your OR advocates, often the frustrated surgeon or OCD scrub tech, who understand the importance of what you're trying to do for the good of patient care, and leverage that support to affect change in the OR. In your own department, give your team the tools they need to quickly and consistently process complete trays and find ways to gather the documentation you need to tell the story, both of the current cultural challenges and your eventual victory over them. The only thing missing now is news of your eventual success and missing list of zero.